Anne, can I ask you then, what type of women are calling you? I mean, age groups. And as you said, they're usually poorer women. Is economics the main reason why women will have a termination in the UK?
Well, I can't speak for all the women. I can only speak for the women.
The ones who contact you, yes.
You know, for instance, since January, we have received 70 calls. And the women, obviously, who find out about the abortion support network are women who are finding it very difficult to come up with the money. A termination here in the UK can cost between £350 to £1,775 British pounds. So it can be quite a lot of money for someone to pay out outright. And on top of that, women obviously then have to pay for a flight, sometimes accommodation, etc. So the women who call us are obviously the ones that are hardest hit economically because they just are not able to come up with the cash. But there are a range of women, obviously, that we hear from. But mainly, I would say, it is women who already have children.
And do you struggle at all with the moral questions of it? I mean, we're getting texts in from people who would say it's murder, or they're saying, well, it's definitely ending a potential life because it's an inconvenience to somebody. How do you respond to those claims?
Well, you know, obviously we are a pro-choice network. We believe that it is not up to the government or it is not up to the church to decide whether someone is able to make that decision. And although we are not a campaigning organisation at all, we totally on the support side of things. But it's not up to us.
No, it's not
people.
Up to the government or it's not up to the church, but perhaps it should be up to the people. And so do you think that maybe there should be laws should be changed here and we should have a referendum on abortion in this country?
As I said, you know, we're not really a campaigning organisation. There are a number of organisations such as the Irish Family Planning Association and others in Ireland that take care of the campaigning work. And I think that they do a very good job of that. Obviously, if there was legislation on abortion in Ireland, it would make it so much easier for women. And I think, you know, and I will say it once more, it is the poor women that are always struggling the most when it comes to those restrictions. Women who have the financial means to access an abortion can do it anywhere in the world. But it is always the poor that get hit the hardest.
Okay, Anne, we're getting lots of texts in response to this. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. That's Anne Quesney from Abortion Support Network UK.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.